My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hoff, I want to ask you a question. Name the player who said this. I'm going to give you a quote. All right? I don't really want to speak on the situation, but when Aaron went down on play 4, everything was just a little bit different. There wasn't any emergency plan. Aaron went down play 4, and it was just kind of like, what do we do? That's just what it was.
I did hear this quote. I'm trying to remember who it was now. I don't believe the player is on the team anymore. Was it Dalvin Cook?
No. That is right. Dalvin Cook. If we had a bell, we'd ring it, but we don't have any bell. So that's nice. Very nice. Well done, Hoffman. That is Dalvin Cook. Now, I came on the airwaves Wednesday and talked about the Jets winning the Super Bowl. I did. And we destroyed Joe Douglas as he met with the media talking about the Hassan Reddick situation, which could blow up in his face, who decided to go out there and, you know, acquire a headache from the Philadelphia Eagles and didn't want to restructure the deal. I don't care what Hassan Reddick had to say initially. I don't care that he played nicely down in Florham Park when he initially met with the media and said all the right things. At some point in time, the Jets couldn't be so naive. They had to understand that they were going to have to grease the palm of Hassan Reddick for him to go out there and play out the final year of his contract and restructure that deal. Not necessarily giving him a new long-term deal, but restructure the new deal to make it more beneficial to, you know, make it more beneficial to wanting to play for the Jets. Not just the fact that the Jets are all in on this season to try and win a Super Bowl, and you best believe that's the leverage that Hassan Reddick believes that he does have. Now, I came on the airwaves. That's Douglas, right? That's the Jets. And Douglas went on, talked about how talented this 53-man roster is, everything. And we talked about the expectations for the Jets in 2024. I mentioned the other day, I think the Jets can win and will win the Super Bowl this season. Now, that might come out to be wrong. Well, the Jets haven't made the playoffs since 2010. We'll all find out together. I will say this with Dalvin Cook. As much as I believe that the Jets will win the Super Bowl this year, what Dalvin Cook had to say when he met with the media down in Dallas, as he just signed on with the Dallas Cowboys, Dalvin Cook at one point in time was one of the preeminent running backs with the Minnesota Vikings. Didn't really have all that much with the Jets, didn't really get all that much of an opportunity with Baltimore, and we'll see exactly what the opportunity is with the Dallas Cowboys. But that is an alarming, true statement from Dalvin Cook. And that is something that's going to keep Jet fans a little bit concerned. Jet fans up at night thinking about this team, because that's not exactly what you want to hear. A former player who's got no axe to grind. You know, the Jets paid him. You know, he's got no axe to grind. He's just telling you the truth. Keeps you concerned about just what is the wherewithal of this Jet coaching staff should anything go wrong this season. Like, if everything goes right, Pete Hoffman could be an NFL head coach. I could be an NFL head coach. Dove Kramer could possibly be an NFL to an extent. That's an extreme when we're talking about the three of us, right? We've never coached a game. Pete coaches baseball, but you get the point, right? You understand, like, if everything goes right, if you have a superiorly gifted roster, if you're unbelievably talented, You don't have to be an all-time great head coach in order to go out there and win. What separates you as a great coach? What separates you? Well, what separates you is when things go wrong and still being able to adjust, still being able to adapt, still being able to find ways to put your teams in a position to go out there and be successful. When Dalvin Cook comes out and meets with the media down there in Dallas and said that the Jets, you know, to themselves looked around and said, what do we do now? That's just what it was. That's alarming. And we know behind the scenes last year, based on the Rossini report in The Athletic, it was a complete and utter mess behind the scenes down there in Florham Park. They had a backup quarterback in Zach Wilson. They had no interest in playing. Joe Douglas met with the media and said last year after last season on him, you know, he had a team inability to adapt and change and kind of lost their way. Not saying that the team quit, but you know, they had lost their way to a certain extent, couldn't adapt to the injuries, couldn't deal with the injuries, couldn't deal with all those things. Well, that falls on the coaching staff. Now you know why the Jets went out there and tried to get Arthur Smith to be the grand poobah of the offense. Keep Nathaniel Hackett on the team, keep Nathaniel Hackett on the coaching staff, but still was going to bring somebody else in to oversee the entire offense because Nathaniel Hackett can't coach his way out of a paper bag and can't game plan, and Aaron Rodgers is going to make up for that. But that's what gives you a concern. That statement right there. When you talk about, and I made it perfectly clear the other day, I'll always gamble on talent. If you are, that will be the lean. And it is in the National Football League. Talented players get second, third, fourth opportunities, right? This is going to be the right home. Always going to look at it. And I think the Jets have got a really, really gifted roster. The concern is the coaching staff, led by the great Robert Saleh, is the coaching staff going to hold them back? And that statement by Dalvin Cook would lead you to believe the potential there is, yeah. Aaron Rodgers, if he wins a Super Bowl here in New York with the Jets, it will be his greatest achievement in the National Football League. Not the four MVPs, not the touchdown-interception ratio, not the Super Bowl he won with the Green Bay Packers. If he goes out there and wins a Super Bowl with this organization, with this team, it will be his greatest accomplishment in the National Football League. That's why he's here. The Jets, historically speaking, have made winning very, very hard. They have been their own worst enemy at times. I bring up the minicamp example with Aaron Rodgers. Making a story that could have been a non-story more of a story than it should have been. They make it hard on themselves. Now, do you have the coaching staff? Do you have the wherewithal, if things don't go right, to be able to adjust and adapt and still put this team in position to win football games? Now, they lose their quarterback in Rodgers. They have a better position to win. Tyrod Taylor can play. Zach Wilson couldn't. But that is a damning statement from Dalvin Cook as he just signed with the Dallas Cowboys. And it's true. We all witnessed it. But he's just saying it. The Jets basically had no plan. That's why you saw the face from from Robert Saleh on the sideline when Rodgers tore his Achilles.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Kenny in Staten Island up next in the fan. What's going on, Kenny?
What's going on, Moose? Always a pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine, Kenny. What's on your mind, buddy?
Listen, with the Jets, listen, last year they won 7 games with basically me and you playing quarterback. So I think, listen, everything lines up. They got a great roster on paper, as always. But this is the best team assembled in a long time.
Yes.
And there's no reason why Jet fans finally get a home playoff game and a division title and go from there. No reason. The only reason, coaching and injury to Rodgers. Besides that, playoff game, second, third week of January, let's do it. Can't wait.
Well, not just, Kenny, not just a playoff game. I think the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl this year, Kenny.
Well, as every year.
You're just hoping for a home playoff game? That's it?
Well, no, but you know what? Listen, how about home playoff wins and Super Bowl, get to the Super Bowl? This is the best roster. You look around the NFL. The only roster that matches theirs, Kansas City, and basically Detroit. Detroit, you know, they're up and coming. They shown last year. They should have got to the Super Bowl last year if it wasn't for some dumb coaching decisions by Campbell with not kicking field goals. But there's no reason why the Jets should not be in the championship game. No reason. Win the division. You know, Buffalo's on the decline, I think. They have major changes there. What's-his-name is not there no more, Stephon Diggs, and 25% of Josh Allen's career touchdowns have gone to him. So that's a big loss. So this is the year. It's a 2-year window. Get it done.
Yeah, I mean, Kenny, I'll tell you, and I love storylines. You know what would be an ultra sexy matchup for the National Football League
going.
And the Super Bowl?
I know where you're going with this.
You know where I'm going. You know
yep.
where I'm going.
Yeah.
It would be Jets-Packers.
All the love.
It would be Jets-Packers in the Super Bowl. Love against Rodgers, all that. And Green Bay could get there. Green Bay's a really talented. And Jordan Love can play. I don't care what anyone says. Jordan Love's a good quarterback. He got paid this offseason. If you got Jets-Packers in the Super Bowl, that would be utterly and completely remarkable.
That would be off the charts. That's what the NFL wants. Oh, the ratings.
Sign on the dotted line.
Oh, right now. Well, listen, Moose, always a pleasure. And Moose, you know, if I could plug it, you got Wednesday night Jet Lounge. If you can make it, come in shooting, you know, on Twitter.
You got it, Kenny.
We're shooting the breeze. Mark, I'll talk to you.
All right,
always
Kenny.
A pleasure. And good luck with the kids with hockey this year.
Yeah, pleasure's all. Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate that. Yes, hockey season right around the corner. I mean, if Rodgers would ever lose the Super Bowl to the Packers, he'd have to go into like a 4-week darkness retreat. I mean, watch Jordan Love and Green Bay beat the Jets. I think that would be the NFL would sign up for that right now. Jets, Green Bay in the Super Bowl, no doubt. Waterbury, Connecticut. Ray, what's going on, Ray?
How are you doing, Mark? Great show. Let me make two comments. I'm going to make my Jet comment, but let me tell you, I think you're right on with this Jets. You know, if you remember last year, they shut down. They lost the game, but they shut down Mahomes. Mahomes couldn't do anything against their defense, if you remember.
They got bailed out by penalties, yes.
Bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Now my Met comment. You're right on, Mark. The season comes down to how Diaz does to close out these games. And he must have been listening to you, Mark, because he came out like a different pitcher last night.
Yeah,
and you
he
know
worked
what?
On his...
They
he
are
worked
resilient,
on his,
Mark.
Yeah, he worked on his mechanics before the game yesterday afternoon. And as Mendoza talked about after the game, was a lot more aggressive. Fastball had a lot more late life to it. And he was finishing his delivery. So that's the Edwin Diaz that you got to see here moving forward. That was... That was a great win by the Mets. Like if the Mets are gonna make the playoffs here in the National League, you're gonna circle that Thursday afternoon out in Arizona as a reason why. That was a tremendous bounce back win.
Absolutely, Mark, you nailed it. And you know what? As long as we don't choke against the White Sox, we'll be coming home sitting pretty, because I think what I said to you yesterday, I think Philly's going to take Atlanta to the woodshed this weekend. They already beat them the first game.
They did. You might be right. I mean, Ray, and this is one where this is a series where the Mets got a sweep. I mean, this is it. I mean, this is not winning the series. This is not taking 2 or 3. The White Sox are, you know, dying to be beaten. They're a terrible baseball team, historically bad. Go out there and take care of business. They don't care.
Right. I'm a little worried about Mahomes, but thank you, Mark.
All right. You got it, Ray. Appreciate the call. Let's head out to Scotch Plains. It's Frank. It's the fan. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, Moose. How are you, bud?
Good, Frank. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, listen. I want to follow up on what a caller said earlier, which I totally agree with, where he noted how inept the Giants, New York Giants offensive line has been over the last 7-8 years, right? So that being said, that's a fact, right? We don't really know. I mean, no one can really say about Daniel Jones if he's an average quarterback, if he sucks, or if he's a top 10 quarterback. We really don't know that answer. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, because he hasn't been given a fair shake.
No, you know, you can't make that statement. I mean, you're telling me you put Patrick Mahomes behind that line last year. You're telling me that the Giants would be 13-4?
No, they would not be.
They'd be the same. They would be the same team. I mean, listen, it all starts with the offensive line and the defensive line. I'm not saying Daniel Jones is going to be awesome. I think he's a little bit better than average. That's just an opinion, though. We don't know. But if you block for the guy, and you've got guys like Malik Nabers now causing havoc in the secondary, I don't know.
Wearing number one.
Whatever. But I'm just saying, like, if he gets protection this year and he still can't get it done with Nabers, then we probably know the answer. But
well, then you'll know.
Point, we don't
Frank,
know.
I don't disagree with your assessment. The offensive line is a massive key. It's been a huge talking point for the Giants for quite some time. We all get caught up in, the shiny stuff. We all get caught up in the running backs and the wide receivers and the tight ends. And obviously everyone talks about the quarterback. If you have one, you're in search of one. And it all starts up front. You know, any coach will tell you that. Any personnel man will tell that, man or woman, any general manager will tell you that. It all starts up front. That's where if you can't protect it, you can't run it. And we've seen it time and time again in the National Football League. And now you hope that the Giants, at least in the short term, at least in this season, have rectified it. Can't be worse. Like I mentioned before, the Giants last year offensive line, they gave up 85 sacks. That is a staggering number when you think about it. Jones suffered not one but two injuries. A neck injury against Miami, tore his ACL against the Vegas Raiders, and was done for the season. Now you got to hope that he stays healthy behind an offensive line, and if that offensive line is able to protect, well, then you have the speed on the outside to be able to take advantage of it and push the ball down the field, because there's no doubt about it, Daboll wants to go out there and be a lot more aggressive as a play caller than Mike Kafka was.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.